hungry.
Yes, my love. I am as well.
Can we knock on one of these doors and ask for food?
We do not know any of these people. They could hate us as much as the ones that were shooting at us.
Then our choice is to either starve or trust someone.
Charles.
I cannot walk much further, Mother. We haven't slept or eaten in more than a day.
All right. What do you think of this house?
It looks inviting enough.
There's no way to tell for certain, I suppose.
Shall we?
Yes.
Wait.
What is it?
Father would pray right now.
Yes, he would. Lord, we ask you to protect us from harm and provide for us as we're about to knock on this stranger's door.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Isabel, and I'm with my son Charles.
We're hungry.
Charles. I have never done this before, madam. We are desperate souls in need of food and rest. Can you help us?
Come in, my dear. We'll take care of you. Oliver.
What is it?
We have dinner guests.
Oh, wonderful. Are you a friend of Eloise?
No, we are from France.
Oh, terrible things are happening there.
We lived in France years ago. Did you lose your home?
The soldiers are occupying it.
How awful. Oh, you are chilled to the bone.
I'll make a fire.
And I will warm up some soup.
So, what are your names?
I am Isabel, and this is my son, Charles.
That is a fine bird you have, Charles.
Thank you. He doesn't fly very well right now. He's injured his wing. But it's getting better. His name is Pepin.
There is a tailor in town called Pepin.
No.
Perhaps they should meet.
Yeah.
So, where are you going?
We don't really know.
My father's in prison.
Unjustly.
What happened?
The rebels took him. They have decided that the aristocracy is the enemy.
Oh, you're the aristocracy. Well, this is certainly a change for the two of you, isn't it? Having to knock on doors, beg for food.
Oliver!
Oh, no offense intended, madam. I'm simply pointing out the irony.
Yes, I am a bit out of sorts. My husband owns one of the most profitable businesses in all of France.
Who is your husband?
The Baron, Jacques Delos.
Oh, I don't believe it.
This is remarkable.
What?
We lived in a village in eastern France. We fell on hard times, and it was your husband who helped us.
No.
We had given up all hope until your husband sacrificed and provided for us.
Oh, my father did that for you?
He certainly did.
He is the reason we were able to make it through the winter that year.
This is quite extraordinary. God has surely led us to this place.
Madam, you are welcome here for as long as you wish to stay. We don't have much. But what we have, we offer to you.
We are indebted to you.
Send word that we have a few cells open for prisoners. I know there are many others that are full.
I will.
Julius.
Richard, what do you want from me? I've told you I cannot help you.
I would like to go into the prison.
Would you like us to place you in the stockade as well?
I need to speak with him.
Delo, the Baron?
Yes. I need to give him a message.
Richard, you need to leave here. I sympathize with you because you are my brother, but you may not receive the same courtesy from others who will see this as you fraternizing with the enemy.
Then you will tell him.
Tell him what?
That his family is safe.
Again, fraternizing with the enemy. I will not play a part.
How will telling him his family is safe assist the enemy in any way?
It will be better if he thinks his family is dead.
Why?
He will be better prepared to die himself.
What?
You're too late. Monsieur Delos is scheduled for execution tomorrow morning.